You know, normally we kind of do this, want to end it with a conference call, like a recap of this. I felt that you guys may have some questions with regards to certain players that we drafted. I first want to start and say this draft, this is a good draft class, and these are good people within this draft class. So I believe, Coach Reed, are you on the other line as well?
I am.
Okay, very good. So with that, I'll take your questions, Joel.
Tyreek Hill, I mean, let's just jump right in with John. What went into the thought process in evaluating him and then eventually using the draft pick on him, given his background?
No, and that's understandable. But I want you all to understand one thing. You know, as an organization, there are certain things that we value within this organization, okay? And I just want everybody to understand we have done our due diligence with regards to fully vetting each one of our draft class members. And with this case, we've done that. And I think everybody at the end of the day within this community would understand one thing. We would never put anybody in this community in harm's way.
How much interaction did you have to have with Clark Hunt before making the selection?
Well, I mean, we sat down and had long discussions about this. At the end of the day, as we vetted this process through, we all felt that, you know, it was good. I mean, Coach Reed, you may want to address that as well, too, in terms of how detailed we went into that, because you and I had some long conversations as well.
Yeah, so, Herbie, I would tell you that and listen, I'm a little bit – I'm a coach. Dorse does the personnel stuff. He's done his homework here. So, and there has to be a certain trust here. There's just things that we can't go into and go through. And we want people to understand that, like Dorse said, we're not going to do anything to put this community or this organization in a bind. And We've uncovered every possible stone that we possibly could, we feel very comfortable with that part of it. So, and we do understand where people the sensitivity of it with people in the community and so forth. So, Clark feels that same. That same feeling. So, and like I said, we just ask that there's a certain trust here that you know, every situation's different, that we explore every situation, and that we make sure that we try to detail and find every detail we possibly can on the situation before we ever make a move, like we made the move here with Tyreek.
I guess John, my final question to that would be, part of his probation coach is, from my understanding, is anger management courses for the 3 years. What kind of support system do the Chiefs have in place to ensure that he continues the anger management courses?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's been getting counseling, Herbie. So the bottom line here is you've got to be heading in the right direction, right? So I think we all understand that before you're given the opportunity for a second chance, you better be doing the right things. And so he's been in counseling. He'll continue to be in counseling. We've got a great support system here for that, with quality people. So we feel good that he's trying to right a wrong, a big wrong. I mean, this is something that it's a big wrong, but he's trying to do better and be a better person for it. So, and that part, we feel very confident with.
John, what specifically did he say or do that makes you, because this was only 16 months ago, and it was a very ugly incident if you wrote the police report and stuff.
Correct.
What did he say or do that convinced you that he really has changed and that the community isn't in danger?
Well, we have done all of our due diligence. I mean, we really have. And I will say this right off the bat. You know, I have young children here. I have young children. You know, I have a girl and I have a boy. But I would hope that if somebody in my seat did as much work as I could, I'd be happy with that. Because I know that I would never I would never put this community in any type of situation where I knew it would not be good. And we've done that. And I think, and I can't, you know, I just would just, God, I would like to ask you guys to have a little bit of trust in us in this thing.
Well, how, sure, how one thing I can add into that, John, just and I'm not sure who's asking the question. I'm sorry, I can't see. But
It's Todd, Coach.
Todd, okay. So my wife and I have been hugely involved in domestic violence. So, I mean, it's been an awesome venture for the last 14 years. So the unique part of this, and I think the part that we have to understand is very seldom does the other side try to right the wrong, you know, however you want to divide it, try to right the wrong. And so much effort, I mean, from the Hope House to, you know, these different, the different programs in the city here that are involved with this, strive to try to get that other half to better themselves. So, I see this, that's where we see this kid trying to do that. I mean, he's trying to make this effort to right the wrong. And that's I think that can be a great example to so many people that are falling into this situation. And again, I've seen a number of these cases. You have to trust me over time here.
You know, you can just, as you sat there and listened to Andy talking those words, you can see that this really is, for this organization, this is one of those things. We don't take this very lightly. And I just want you all to understand, we will do everything we can to ensure that this community does not have these types of situations that will come. We're not going to bring that in this community, okay? We will not do that.
So Clark Hunt sat there yesterday and talked about being a representative of the community and having high character and how important that is to him.
I love this. This is my community, too, and I love this. I love this place.
Do you feel like having so many high-quality character guys in the locker room that a lot of the guys in the locker room can be a big brother to this young man here, and that's why maybe you brought him in?
Well, we have a very good locker room, and we've said that all along, and part of that culture is here is bringing in people within this locker room. And these older veterans, they will help and mold and build this young man. And then you have, you know, we have quality coaches and leadership within this organization. And Coach has mentioned that, you know, he has had counseling. He will continue to have counseling. So we're fine here.
So you guys feel he will be a good representative?
I do. I do.
John, you guys talk a lot about character, good football, you know, strong character. But on the other hand, you know, this is a major thing. This is a serious thing that he's been accused of doing, that he's pled to. And then there's other people, you know.
Torres, this is how I feel. I know, listen to me, okay? This is not about touchdowns. This is not about football. I understand. This is about people and lives and communities. I understand that. And that's why I just want you all and you to realize one thing. We have done a lot of research within this thing. And that's where I'm coming from, is the man and the person. Okay, that's where I'm coming from.
I understand. Are you guys trying to say that there's more to his story than is out there, or that he's done that, it's true, it's happened, and that he's trying to fix it?
He's trying to right the wrong. He's trying to do it, and he's trying to address that. And you know, we thought it was important enough to kind of sit here and talk to you all here today, this evening.
And what I was getting at was, and also, it's, you know, you guys talk a lot about character, but at the same time, this picks happen. Then there was, you took some chances on undrafted guys last year. And then there was some character. There are character risks in this class. There are. Just, how do you square that away? Do you, because I'm getting that on my Twitter too. Like, how do you square that away with the picks you made with the character risks and the message you've been trying to send?
No, we're trying to build a family thing here, and I understand that. And we do a lot of research with regards to character. We put a great emphasis on character because we think not only is that important within that locker room, it's also important within this community as well, because I think character, you know, that's a building block of that locker room right there.
Coming into this draft, just kind of changing the subject a little bit, coming into this draft, was cornerback –
a spot in the area that you felt like you were going to come in and take multiple guys like you ended up taking three guys in this draft?
You know, all along we felt that if we could address the defensive back position, get two or three players. We were fortunate enough to get three of these players. We happened to get one in day one, and then, you know, Eric Murray, what he has is he does play corner, and, you know, he could play a little bit of swing inside safety, but what he is, he's a really good special teams player. So he's going to add to that core depth and backup position as well. And then you go into DJ White. DJ White he's one of those guys that, you know, Coach Reed likes to say has grit. He's incredibly smart. He's driven. He's talented. And it's going to be really hard to run this guy off because, I mean, he's going to come to work every day. And so I thought we have really three high-quality defensive backs here.
There are going to be people in the community,
yes,
women, that aren't going to be happy with it. Like, we've kind of seen some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just what – was there a concern about that before you made the pick? And then, like, what do you want them to know?
What's
your message to them, guys?
I think the concern was what we wanted to do here at Therese is I wanted people to understand that we do our research. And if it was, in fact, not a good person, we wouldn't bring a bad person here. And I've said that repeatedly for four drafts now, and I won't do that. And if I felt that this was a bad person, I would not bring that person here. And I just, you know, I have done a lot of, we have done a lot of research. We've turned over a lot of stones. At the end of the day, this is not a bad person. The message is to a woman that my daughter, okay, I'm a father. I have a daughter. She's 6 years old. I love her dearly, Catherine. And if the people in this situation did as much work as I did in terms of vetting, I want them to understand that, you know what, I'm okay with that.
You talk about all the stones you guys have turned over.
Yes, sir.
Did you talk to the woman that was assaulted?
You know, that is...
you've got to trust us that we've turned over every stone we possibly can turn over. And then, so, not as much as we possibly could in that area. And we can't listen. I know you can throw a bunch of specifics at us and questions. We just can't. There are certain things we can't answer. But we have done as much as we possibly can. And then that's kind of where that trust has to come in. I mean, and that's a lot to ask, I know, but I mean, it's, we've talked to as many people as we possibly could.
Yeah, given you guys have seen, I know you guys have been really busy with the draft, obviously, but, have you seen, heard, been made aware of any complaints, social media, calls, emails, things like that?
No, actually, what I've been doing is I've been trying to address free agency as we speak right now and try to get some players with mini camps. But, you know, I'd heard, you know, I knew that you all were going to have some questions here. So I wanted to come out and let you know that these matters are important to us. I wanted you all to know that this organization has done our due diligence with regards to this. So that's why I wanted to do this today. That's the important part of that.
Given the issues that have gone on, the Ray Rice situation and others, and thinking 4 years ago to what took place within this organization with Jovan Belcher, were you sensitive to that? And do you have to have any conversations with, like, the NFL about, you know, the fact that you're bringing a guy into the league? I mean, how much of a conversation is that league-wide?
No, this is we all know this is a very sensitive situation. And, again, we have done our research. We've had long discussions with regards to this. And we've done our due diligence. And,
We understand. Listen, we understand how sensitive it is. I mean, absolutely. I mean, the question about what women out here were going to think, I mean, we're sitting here right now because of that. I mean, that's we understand that, man. This is not something that you just brush over. I mean, you dig in and find out the best you possibly can the situation and make sure that person is trying to, in their way, are making steps into righting the wrong. I mean, I think that's a very important step and a very hard step.
Andy, John, you know, you guys talked a lot about building your team, and you built a lot of goodwill after last season, too. I'm curious, why is something like this kind of worth the, just straight up, why is this worth whatever PR concerns or furor or issues? Or, why is it worth doing this? You know, why is it, why take the chance?
Well, I think there's a human element involved. So I went through this with Michael Vick, you know, and I mean, he was really under the gun, just like this. And all eyes were on him. He tried to come out of prison and tried to right the wrong. I saw that. I was sensitive to it. Give him a second chance. And he's been one of the greatest things ever to happen to anti-dog fighting. He's been on a mission to try to help stop that. And I just, somewhere, you know, there's a human element like that, that's involved. And sometimes people get caught up in things that, you know, they're a little rough and tough and that you got to work through. So in every situation, T, I think is every situation is different. And you really, you got to study it. You got to see the person, see the heart involved in that person.
Coach, I was
I mean, talk about DeMarcus Robinson from Florida. He admitted to reporters in the NFL Combine that he had a drug addiction, served 45 days in a drug rehab. And you just watched Laramie Tunsil and had a picture or video of him taking marijuana to a gas mask, and now you've also drafted another guy who has self-admittedly been in drug rehab. So as far as character guys are concerned, what was the reasoning with getting a guy like Robinson?
With DeMarcus Robinson, yeah, we actually brought him in as one of our 30 in-house visits. We had a chance to not only vet him within the combine, but we also vetted him here. In my discussions with him at the combine and here, he has not tested positive nor smoked marijuana in the last 2 years, okay? And all of his suspensions that you had heard about, and I'm sure he has told you, was when that took place. Now, he did have a suspension for being late to a team meeting, and that was the other suspension. So young men make mistakes. They have grown through that, and I believe in my heart of hearts, they're sitting here with him, that he has learned from his mistakes, and he will continue to grow and mature.
Coach Reed, I was curious your thoughts on the Stanford quarterback, Kevin Hogan. Just what did you like from what you saw from him when you were watching him on tape?
Yeah, well, Kevin is he's 6'4", 218 pounds. He's got great mobility and feet in the pocket. He's got a better than average arm. He works a quick release within his arm strength. He doesn't, I mean, you can go back and compare quarterbacks' arm strengths. I'm not going to tell you he's the top of the line. I'm not going to tell you he's the bottom of the line, but what he's got is great anticipation. And within this offense, that works. And so you won't find anybody that works harder, smarter, all those intangible things. He's got them all, and he's done a pretty good job at Stanford. I mean, I think that speaks for itself. They've won a lot of football games.
The freedom that Coach Shaw gave him at the line of scrimmage with just the mental acuity to understand the offense and to have that responsibility, how attractive is that to you to have a quarterback that has taken that responsibility on in college?
Yeah, sure, you're not going to run out of gigabytes with Kevin. I mean, you're going to have plenty of them, and like we do with Alex and our other two quarterbacks, these are all smart guys, and they're able to work things at the line of scrimmage. That's a big part of our offense. So I think he'll fit right in with that.
Last one, T.
Hey, I think I know the answer to this, but I have to ask, guys, have you guys, I'm sure you have, but have you considered the ramifications for this, if this doesn't go the way you want it to go? I mean, are you guys going to have kind of some, like, have you thought about the long, to all the different possibilities for what that could mean and all that?
Well, from my standpoint, I know that I have said, you know, I believe words mean something. Okay, I really do. And I have said early on I was going to bring guys of character in here, guys who are going to help and be good people within this community. Okay, I've said that when I first got here, and I still mean that. And my words mean something. And this organization, they believe in certain things, and this happens to be one of those. That's me, Coach. I don't know if you have anything you want to add in there too, Andy.
No, I would just say, listen, that's all part of the homework that we've tried to do here with the situation and the people we've talked to, and we think it'll be a positive end to this, And, you know, I just ask that we all let the young man get on with his work and his life and help encourage him. I mean, if we can, you know, get a positive out of this, I think that's great for humanity just itself. So, and then whatever he does on the football field is icing on the cake. So I think it can be a win-win, bring him to this great city of Kansas City, man. I mean, people here are phenomenal. So I just look forward to them supporting him and giving him the encouragement that he needs to be a successful human being.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, y'all.